Time to talk about food. New recipes, a few cooking tips, maybe a new wine to try. I'm Tonia King, and thanks for tuning in to Tonia's Kitchen. Today, my guest is cookbook author Dee Dee Stovall, and from her book called The Pumpkin Cookbook, here's a great recipe for scones. Dee Dee, tell me how to make your scones. They look delicious.
Well, I just made these lemon pumpkin cranberry scones, and I do sometimes make little tweaks to my recipes. And this time, I happen to have some dried cranberries and some fresh cranberries. The recipe calls for fresh cranberries, so that's what I would say to use, except that if you don't have them and you have dried, you can substitute. It's just flour and a little bit of sugar and grated lemon zest, butter, fresh cranberries chopped, a couple of eggs, and a half a cup of canned unsweetened pumpkin. And the key to remember is you do not want to use pumpkin pie filling because that already is sweetened and it has a lot of spices in it. You want to get the just plain, unadulterated canned pumpkin. And then this has a little heavy cream and nutmeg. You mix it all in a food processor. That allows you to get the butter well mixed. It's cold butter, so you want it to be a crumbly mixture before you add the liquid. And then you just knead it a little bit on a board, pat it into a circle, cut it into triangles, and bake it for about 15 or 20 minutes. And the other thing I found is with sweet things and savory things too, is that orange goes really well with pumpkin.
Mm.
And they're just really different looking scones and delicious.
Find out more at toniaskitchen.com and be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram.